What's up? Spear and Poker live on PFA. If anybody is listening right now, it's probably because you've seen the thread blow up between Bad Guy 23 and Josie the Pussycat. Gonna call a bad guy here in a minute, see if I can get his piece.
What's up, baby?
What's up?
It gotta be you guys. I knew it. I mean, there's no one else to be calling. Let's do this.
Yeah, it's just me at the moment. I don't know if Flu's around or not, but Flu, if you're around,
I'll do it with
Skype.
You, man. Listen to me. I'm gonna tell you this behind the scene before we're not on, right?
Yep, we're just on. But I don't know if people are listening yet. I just turned it on a second ago.
About some stuff. She gives hatchers. I'm ready to do it with you, man.
All right, let's just give it about a minute.
All right.
Because.
And my Graham's here, too. You want to talk to Rose? I am at Rose's right now. I am at Grandma Rose's with no internet, right? She said there's no internet at Rose's, right?
I don't know if she said I think she did say that, yeah.
Hey, listen, Beer.
Yeah.
I'm here. You can ask me any fucking questions you want. And listen, I'm going to tell you the goddamn truth here, man. And listen, some of the stuff she says is true. It's half truth, though, man. I never fucking threw an easel over a fucking Niagara Falls. That's a lie. I mean, some of this stuff's just not true, and I ain't still Viking either. But we're about to be millionaires here, man. We're going to do this. Okay, I'm going to tell them we're wrong right now.
Okay, yeah, let's go with it.
I'm glad I'm on with you, man. I mean that, because you know Jeff already has a fucking, he has an alliance with this chick, right? Are we on?
Yeah, we are on, yes.
Okay, we're on. Okay, this is the bad guy. It's Beer and Poker. Let's do it, man. You're the host, man. You got. I mean, do you want me to just go into this, or do you want to ask me questions?
Well,
it's up to you.
All right, I guess. So you're right now. Let me just ask you a couple questions, and then you can go
any
with
questions
it.
You want, all man. Right. Go ahead.
So right now you're at your grandma's house, right?
I am at my grandma's house right now, so please don't call the cops on me.
Okay.
She probably's going to call the cops on me. I mean, this isn't even funny. But if I go to jail, at least we'll go to jail on your show tonight, right? I do owe child support for my one kid. I mean, am I a deadbeat? I mean, if she really wants to say that, and she can't even say that truthfully. She knows how good I am with the kids. She knows what happened. And, I mean, you can come on there and say that about me, but whatever. I just don't understand. I didn't look at this shit. Like, my grand doesn't have internet. Am I at your... Rosa, are you here? My grand's 92. Here, put her on the phone. Here.
Say hi to these people. Say hi to my man, Beard. Say hi, Beard.
Hello?
Say
hi. Hi, Beard. That's your name?
Beard. This is my nickname. Yeah.
Pardon me?
That's my nickname.
Tell them we have internet.
No. Yeah, we have internet.
Tell them. Say we have internet, Beard. Say it.
We have internet.
Okay.
You want me to call you Beard, or what do you want me to call
no,
you?
No, Beer.
Beer, you crazy. You like Detroit Tigers.
Beard?
No, Beer.
Like Beer.
Beer.
Yeah.
Like Bud Light, Beer. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what this girl's doing here. I don't think she's telling the truth about stuff.
Well, you go tell him, Rosa. Tell him about Josie.
Well, I know. I thought she was a different girl, but it looks like to me she's not.
So you know her? You've...
Pardon me?
So you know who Josie is, then? I mean, he's brought her around?
Well, I know her. Yeah, I know her.
Okay.
Yeah, I know her, but I know she... I know she exaggerates. I know that. So I don't know what she's trying to tell on him.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 92. I don't play these games.
So,
this is my grandson, and he's always been here.
Comes
and goes.
Okay, so how long has he been there this time? Like, he's been there the past couple weeks, or?
Do I live here?
Pardon me?
Hello?
Yeah. How long has your grandson been there this time? Like, has he been there the last couple weeks,
he was here.
Or?
Oh, he just came a couple of days ago, because I was sick, and he came up to see me. But he was down here with his little baby, you know. And I don't know what this girl I think she likes him, and I guess he don't want nothing. He don't want nothing much to do with her. So I guess she can't. She feel resented, and I guess she can't accept it.
I still like it.
That's my opinion. Opinion.
I still like it, right?
Yeah, she's claiming your grandson stole her Vicodin.
Pardon me?
I said she's claiming your grandson stole her Vicodin. Do you have anything to say about that?
I don't know anything about that stuff.
Okay.
My grandson don't take no kind of drugs.
I drink.
Doesn't do drugs. He drinks, but he don't take. Don't. He doesn't do no kind of drugs. He never did. So why would she? Why would he want her Vicodin?
This is what she's claiming. I don't know.
The most he takes is a Tylenol, and he asks me for it when he wants one.
Yeah, she said. I remember
I
she
what,
said.
I don't know what.
She said your grandson hurt himself.
I liked the girl, always did, but I don't know what's gotten into her. And I guess because she can't, I don't think she can accept him not wanting to be with her. So that's probably part of the reason.
It could be it, yeah.
Yeah, and he.
She said your grandson hurt himself, though.
He knows her since she's 15 years old. I know her for a long time.
Not 18.
Since he was about 18 years old, she's always liked him. But he has reasons why they had a relationship, but it never worked out.
I mean, who has Rose on the phone tonight, man?
So I don't know what her problem is. She's evidently got some kind of a problem. I don't talk to her much, so I don't know. And I don't get mixed in the relationship business. I let them work it out for themselves.
Hey, Grant,
that's definitely the plan.
Pardon me?
I said, that's a good plan on your part.
Yeah. I don't get into it, but whenever somebody wants to try to hurt my grandson, I'm not going to stand for that, no.
I don't stand
for that. That's my grandson, my flesh and blood. And I'm not going to let somebody... railroad him, if you want to call it that way.
She says I live here. Do I live here?
No, you don't live here.
Well, she says I do.
Well, it's not true. He don't live here.
I come here when you told me.
Yeah, she says.
He comes and goes. He hasn't been here for a good while.
Yeah, she says he lives there, or he bounces between your house and with his.
The mother of his
child. He lives there too.
He's been here many a time. It's where he stayed months and months, long time ago. But he has two little girls, my grandson does. One is 13 and the other one is 3 years old. And the other one don't hit it with him either because he don't take no crap from. He doesn't take no crap from none of them.
You gotta say cocksucker fucker. That's where I got it from. You gotta say
what? No, I'm not going to say those words. He says, do you hear what he said?
I heard him.
You got to say it. That's where I got it from. I got it from you. Say it.
Oh. Well, I'm going to say that, but I don't talk like this.
Okay.
But I have to repeat it.
Go for it.
Cocksucker what?
Fucker.
That's awesome.
That's where I got it from.
He got it from me. Because one time, I don't know what I got mad about it, and I used the language.
I got that cock fucking stroke victim cock, but I got that all from you. And that's my grand. She's 92. It's goddamn right.
You know?
Here.
Yeah.
Sometimes when she tells me she feels.
I mean, I swear sometimes I'm no angel, believe me. But I don't hurt people. I'm good to people, and I was good to her too.
You're good to everybody.
I'm good to everybody. My whole family. I don't. They're the only grandparent they have. They don't have no other grandparent.
What the hell are you talking
on
about?
My side.
You're going into freaking oblivion.
I have two daughters, and he's my grandson.
Why did you name Immaculate Immaculate?
I made her Immaculate because that was my mother's name.
Who the fuck names a kid that?
What? That's a holy name, you dumb jackass. Yeah. Yeah, if you don't know what that is, well... Too bad. Immaculate is my. He's talking about his mother. His mother's name is Immaculate.
It is a different name.
Huh?
It is a little different of a name. At least not common anymore, I mean.
Yeah. No, that was my mother's name, and I'm named my daughter after her.
Oh, okay.
When she was born, you know. So that's my daughter's name. That's his mother. His mother's name is Immaculate Carol Kinslick. That's her name.
It's not on the website, guys.
So, but he's a good, this guy, he's a good kid. He's got a bad temper sometimes, but he likes to drink, but he don't smoke, and he don't do no drugs. He don't do none of that stuff.
What do you think about his gambling?
Gamble? Oh, yeah, he's great for that. He likes to gamble. Sometimes he wins, sometimes he loses.
Tell him how much I won the 1 year.
What?
Tell him the money I won the 1 year in 2002.
Oh, one year he won $100,000.
Yeah, he told us this story back in the day.
She did?
No, he did. He told us this story.
Oh, he did. Yeah, yeah, well, he's telling you the truth. He don't lie. He won't lie. He might exaggerate once in a while, but he won't lie.
What did I exaggerate about?
He'll tell you the truth. He's telling you the truth. Whether what, no matter what Josie says. Josie's trying to get back to him, I guess, about, get back at him, because he don't want to have a relationship with her. That's her problem. That's what her problem is. And Josie's a nice-looking girl. She could get anybody she wanted. She wants to. But I don't know what her problem is.
Say bye to Beard.
Huh?
Say bye to him.
You want me to say bye to you, you Beard?
I'm saying bye. We're done with you.
Close enough. I'll take it.
Well, you take care. Nice talking to you.
Yep, you too.
You be good.
Okay.
And he's, believe me, he's telling you the truth.
Okay.
Of course, I don't know what she's telling you, but I wouldn't believe everything she says if I was you.
Okay.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of different stories here.
Yeah. Bye. Take care and have a nice Thanksgiving.
Yep, you too.
There you go. You got the 90-year-old. Okay, now you got my grandma, because she brought my grandma into the conversation, right or wrong. She bring Rose up, right?
Yeah, she was mentioned. She said that you bounce back and forth between your grandmas and your baby mamas.
But she don't tell you that when she was getting me money, I was staying in hotels. When I told you, you guys seen the pictures.
No, she did you a lot of favors in that.
She didn't do me no favors, Grandma. She got my money. I mean,
yeah,
listen,
I
come to my grandma. My grandma called 6 in the morning the other day where I was at, and she thought it was 6 at night. And my grandma's not crazy. You hear she's 92, right, Bear?
Yeah.
And she's pretty.
Believe me, I'm not crazy.
Right, but you did call the other day at 6 in the morning, and I thought something was definitely wrong. Either the coffer at the house, do you want me to go into the Josie's shit? Because we can do that now.
Well,
I did not steal the pills, bro.
Okay,
I'm going to show you right on the
question.
Fucking line, because before I took the pills, I look them up online. Here's what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened. First off, I didn't punch a refrigerator. That's the first lie in the whole story.
Yeah, she was saying you punched the refrigerator, and then you needed the pills. And
No, 100% my hand I fucked up. That's 100% true. What happened was I was with Tammy, the girl that we're seeing that we're laughing about, too.
So is that where you've been the past couple weeks?
She has my kid, Tammy. Okay,
yes.
So the girl that you're seeing in some of these pictures, I don't know where they're at, but... No, Graham, you're down on the radio. I'm at Rose's right now. I came here, so...
He called my little great-granddaughter nigger.
Yeah, I heard that. I didn't listen to you guys.
I don't respect that.
You hear Rosa?
Yeah, it's just funny coming from her.
She's
that's
fucking
all.
Nuts, bro. I got a cocksucker fucking...
Your grandma's
her.
Awesome.
I'm not kidding.
What's the matter with her?
Okay.
I
mean, this is like crazy. Not seriously serious. Is actually respecting me now.
Yeah.
I mean, you see what I do?
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm not high enough. I did not read this shit. You know who told me something? DJ Chaps did. He said they're talking shit, but the thing that makes me laugh is Druff's going, "Well, I believe her. He doesn't have internet at his grand. That's why I disappear for sometimes. I disappear for sometimes on purpose." And then Lou, I mean, I come on the site sometimes, but it's bullshit. I knew this was happening. I didn't know this all happened, though. I didn't know she came on radio and all. I didn't know any of this shit. And then my thing on this whole thing, and I'm asking you, Beer, you've been on this site for years. You love the Detroit Tigers. You love the Detroit all the sport teams, brother. I'm drunk tonight. And listen, I was sober for 3 weeks straight in a row. You don't even believe that. But listen to me on this. How the fuck does Druff let my girlfriend's address and name be on the site still? And it's still on here because she just told me this tonight. I didn't even read it. I still ain't read it. Supposedly, Tammy Miller's name's on the site and her address. And my name, it doesn't say Bad Guy 23. It says Tom Kenslick. Right or wrong?
Well, I was around when she created the thread. And she did post your full address. Then I thought she edited it and took it out.
No, they didn't. Because Tammy Miller, the girl that I'm with, that's the girl in the pictures. I think she's grabbing a black cock. I don't know what she's grabbing. Who cares about that, too? Because that was the person I was going to fucking ruin when I kept telling you guys I was going to ruin her. I mean, I'm not happy with nothing on this, but I don't understand how there's double standards here. How does Druff sit here and someone posts a picture of his niece's foot in like a pizza picture, and then my name and everything's on the site? It's not. I mean, it's not right. I know you bumped the motherfucking Bovada threat. I mean, bro, I did not steal Vicodin.
I'm just fucking around with you, man. Okay.
No, I know you
yeah,
are.
I know.
But I fuck around with you guys too.
Yeah, I know.
I love you guys. I love you, Lou, everybody. Listen, I'm telling you right here, I don't fucking do drugs. I've told you this the whole time I've fucking been on here. Do I drink? Yeah. And I was sober for 3 weeks. Somebody give it up for me. Woo, woo. And then I drank last night, one drink. And then tonight I got into this because Tammy Miller found it. I mean, what's going on here? How does my name is allowed? How does some fucking whore, and I'm calling her a whore now. I fuck her. And if she really wants me to get into fucking tampons and her Uncle Barry, I can get into all of this right now. And Traveling Matt, that's why I put that all up there. And she doesn't know what I'm capable of. I mean, this girl just has a suicide attempt. I mean, like, don't throw stones when you live in a glass house, man. I mean, that's the oldest saying in the book, but does she really want me to go into her details?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Let me tell you a true story. I'll tell you. I'll give you one true story right now. And then if she wants to call in, you know she's listening because she's on here. I can see her. She's on here. Call in, Josie. Let's tell him how you got a train ran on you in the projects, bitch.
I don't think I can take her call at the same time, though.
Take it.
I can't.
I want you to take it. I want her to come on here. I want her to come on here.
If you're on the phone, you won't let me take the call at the same time. I only have one number. It won't let you both talk at the same time.
Okay, well, then she can come on after I talk.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I didn't steal
Vicodin. That's why I said I'll let you speak your piece first.
She don't know how many pills she gave me because she takes too many pills. I think that's it. I never thought of her as a pill head until I seen that she takes so many pills. I don't do drugs, man. I broke my fucking hand, and it wasn't on the refrigerator. It was on a fucking big-ass steel garbage thing. My fucking pinky still don't go right, and she gave me 4 pills. I didn't steal a whole bottle of pills. I did not do that. And I think she believes it because I think she takes so many pills, she doesn't realize when I took the pills or how many pills she gave me. I believe that. I don't know what else to say here, Bear. That's the goddamn truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I took pills, I tell you I took the pills. I mean, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I stole a bottle of pills, man. I'm dancing. They weren't even Vicodins, bro. They had caffeine in them. Do Vicodins have caffeine in them?
No.
Right. So I went to pill.com or whatever the fuck it's called on the thing to see what they were. They had caffeine in them, and they got something that starts with a B in them. And I'm not lying to you. They weren't. My fucking hand was broke. She did come pick me up at the laundromat. I did run to a laundromat that night. That's a God's honest truth. See, there's half-truths in this whole thing. My girl lives up in the top. I ran down to the thing. I thought she was going to call the cops on me. I have a warrant. So I ran down. Josie did come and pick me up. And I thanked her for picking me up. I never, ever talked bad about Josie. But for her to come like this at me, it's nothing but a rat race, man. She wants to get at me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not fucking true. She knows that. Josie knows me for too many years. This is bullshit. I would not steal her pills. She would give them to me. And like if I said, hey, I need all the pills, man. Oh, my hands broke. She'd give me the pills. I mean, I don't have to steal them. So she just lost track of her pills, Beer.
To me, it doesn't make any sense. Like, she says you took the whole bottle, but then she says She would give you them if you asked them for them. That makes no sense to me.
Says I have a big dick. Supposedly what I heard from Tammy Miller. I mean, what is it? Am I flaccid dick or am I? Here's another question. I take Viagra, but I don't fuck her for 5 years. So I'm just, so she has Viagra at the house or what? I listened to the whole radio shows today. So I'm like a little confused, but I mean, some of this shit don't make sense. Dude, she, and then another thing, the whole Niagara Falls thing. You know how I got arrested at Niagara Falls? I had a permit. And I drove her car, and when we came to the fucking thing, they took my chew, they threw it against the wall and everything. It had nothing to do with no easel thrown over the thing. That's a lie. That's all a lie. That never happened.
Okay.
She said that I took an easel and threw it over the thing. Do you remember hearing her say that?
This was today, right, when she said this?
No, that was on the radio show when she did it with Druff, and Druff was kissing her ass and licking her pussy. I mean, that's what that was.
I probably heard it, but I can't remember everything.
I give you guys all of me, and you know this. I talk to you off the fucking site. Me and you have talked, so have me and Lou. I mean, I thought Lou was fucking my other girl. No, he'll tell you. I even fucking sent him a message about it, man. This is no – I have nothing to hide here, man. I never hid nothing from you guys. I'm a fucker. I'm not really at McDonald's, and – I do have a cell phone, and I do. I mean, she's a fucking liar. That night, she took half truth and ran with it. And she called everybody's house too. She was drunk. She don't drink a lot. Josie doesn't. And I don't know why she did this. I did not steal her Vicodins. I'll still say this to this day. And she don't believe me. So I mean, I really think she thinks I stole them. They weren't even Vicodin, man. They were four fucking pills that had caffeine in them. They were like tying all threes, man. I don't even know what they were. And I did break my fucking hand, but I didn't break it on the refrigerator. I broke it on a fucking steel drum fucking big-ass fucking garbage thing outside of the bar. And I hit it. And my pinky still ain't right. It still ain't right. So I don't know what else to say about that, man, but...
Why did you hit the thing?
I think we need to go into Druff here, man. Druff's a fucking ass-kisser, and he's a fucking... hypocrite.
Well, Druff didn't realize, he didn't find that thread until like the next morning. He was gone.
I know, but bro, my name's still on the thread. I thought there was no names or there's.
Oh, your name is. Yeah, your name is.
Right. And she said, well, listen, I have never even looked at the thread. I'm not even kidding you. But Tammy Miller called me today, and you guys know that name now, and they said her address on that thread. I mean, that's against the rules, right or wrong?
He would have taken it down.
You can't do that, brother.
He would have. I know he would have taken it down. That's the way Druff is.
But he obviously didn't because she just told me this today, Beer. I mean, like, what the fuck's going on here? I mean, Druff, is the only one Druff's fucking nieces in the picture or what? I mean, listen, I have nothing but respect for Druff. I have no respect for him no more.
I don't think the address is still up, though.
Listen, he finds a pretty girl, Beer, and... What the fuck? The rules are the rules. I mean, you don't put people's fucking addresses up there. Tammy Miller has nothing to do with me. You want to put my
address up there?
That's fine. I put my picture up there. I put my whole name, Peter DC, the whole thing. You don't put people's. You think that's right?
No, but I'm saying, where is your address still up? The full one?
I think it is, bro, because she told me tonight that she has the address up there. 2011, I mean, whatever it is, I think it's up there. It has to be because...
she did edit that. I don't know.
Right. Well, Druff should have edited that before, but Druff kept my name up there. That's why I said, hi, my name is Tom Kensley. I don't give a fuck about this shit. Listen, I've never lied to you guys. I lied about... I really didn't have a generator running. And I mean, I'm a big joke. But you know what? This bitch, I should never bring her on the fucking radio. I knew this was going to happen. Yeah, you guys call her fat, whatever. I call her the dance person from the dancing thing. I mean, it doesn't matter what I've done. I've retired more pussy than Social Security, man. I'm a real person. And I'm the bad guy. And that's what I am, man. I don't know what else to say about this, man. But I think Druff is a double standard nigger now. And Josie uses my own shit. I'm gonna beat you with an East, and I'm gonna do this. I had nothing to do with any of this. I didn't even read the threats. But you know, I told Druff behind the scenes I had a person that's getting mad about this stuff, so he backed off of a lot of it. And then he came right with us again. Druff's a piece of shit. Tell Druff, call in, motherfucker. I know you're listening.
I don't think Druff
I'm
is around
tonight.
I'm on
your radio show, bitch.
Druff canceled his radio show tonight. I don't know if he's
free mic on. Fuck Druff, man. I'm telling you. He's a bad dude, man. You know what? I never thought that about Druff. And I do not. My mom listened to this show.
Nah, I mean...
Hey, Beard.
He gives everybody their piece to speak. That's all I'm going
to
say.
You listen to the Pill Show?
Yeah.
My mom never talked to her. We can call my mom right now. Can you do it? I'll give you the number right now. We can call Immaculate.
I have no way of calling.
She's lying about it. Josie, call in. Come on. I'm right here and ready, man. We're going to make this the best show ever. What the hell is this called?
Well, there's not really a name tonight.
Anyway, brother, how you been doing, man?
Been all right.
I know. You're a good guy, man. You write the blogs and everything, man. Beer and Poker, good guy. Lou's a good fucking cat. I mean, seriously, Sirius is the best rapper.
Tell him whenever she was here, I respected her like a young lady.
You hear Rosa? I'm at my grams. You see that? And we have internet. Let me prove it.
What did she say?
I'm going to put we have internet on my thread right now. So just, I mean, because Josie's just full of shit, man. I mean, listen, Josie's a pretty girl, right or wrong? You think she's pretty?
She's not ugly. She's not. I mean, I don't know.
We have internet.
Everybody's taste is different. She's not ugly. She's not super hot. That's just my opinion.
I agree. And if you knew everything about her, you would think even less of her.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you about her?
You might be attractive in your face.
Hey, Josie, you want to talk about Uncle Barry and the tampons? You want me to call Bobby up? Ask her that, man. I mean, she puts my shit out there, and you guys all ran with it. Who do you believe here? Do you believe I stole the Vikings? You do, don't you?
No. I don't know. I don't have an opinion one way or the other.
It's not true, bro.
I can hear her side. I can hear your side.
They weren't Viking. I can show you what they are. They had a fucking, like, Z on them. They had caffeine in them. They were not Vicodin. She gave me four pills. I did fucking mash my hand up. That's 100% true. So it's half truths, man. I did not fucking steal. I don't know what. She called my girlfriend's phone. And said, and you can hear how drunk and fucked up she was.
Well, the show she called in that Lou and I did, we knew she was very intoxicated.
Yeah, I guess she calls my kid a nigger. Right or wrong. Because that's what the girl, I don't even know.
She probably did.
She,
Rosa.
She probably did.
You guys believe this? I'm in my grams. And I am. I am.
I don't lie. I tell the truth.
Okay, Rosa. Everybody wants Rosa, and I don't want me.
I don't know what this episode's on.
Yeah, the chat's loving your grandma.
I know her, and I respected that girl like my own daughter when she was in my house. But now that I know this,
okay, Rosa.
No
more. My grand's 92. I'm not even lying. But she lies, man. Like, she dropped me off at my grand. She didn't drop me off at my grand. She dropped me off at my friend's house. I mean, it's just so many lies in this thing, man. I mean, I don't know what she's trying to get. She knows that Tammy listens to this. You understand what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
I told Druff this before. So, I mean, it's what it is. And I'm a flaccid dick, but then I'm a big dick. I mean, it's what it is, man. You know, I mean.
You drink.
Do I have a big dick, Rosa, or what? I don't do drugs, bro. You know I told you that. I told you all that, man. I mean, one thing I don't do is steal. And then she said, he asked me for OCs. I didn't even know what the fuck that meant until I figured it out. Oxycontins? I never did an Oxycontin in my life. Never. I never taken an Oxycontin pill.
That's the hillbilly heroin.
We're not drug addicts.
Look at this. This is better than fucking, Slim P, man. I mean, I got Rosa here, 92 years old. I told you we should have pranked her. We used to prank her, man. We used to tell them we were Detective Hagee. Remember that, Graham?
Yeah.
From the Scott. Anyway, I'd say my cousin was getting arrested.
Was a Lieutenant Hagee.
Listen, let's talk, man. Ask me some questions.
Well, does Chad have any questions?
I'm telling you the truth. Listen, I didn't steal a Vicodin. I took four pills. She knew I took them. I think she just lost track of her pills, and Because she takes a lot of pills. She takes... The thing is, she says in the one thing, I'm taking Viagra, but I ain't fucked her in 5 years. So do I just pop Viagra to fuck, to just have a boner? I don't understand what this is. Like, if you're taking Viagra, you're fucking, right? So, I mean, like, so, and another thing, does she just have things? I know who has the Viagra. Actually, it's her cousin's husband has the Viagra. But I don't take Viagra. I didn't do nothing. Listen, I'm not knocking Josie here. I'll even be the bigger man here. But get the fuck off of this bullshit, dude. I didn't do none of this shit. I mean, I did not steal the bottle of fucking Vicodin. I did not steal a bottle of Vicodin. She gave me 4 pills. She gave them to me. They had caffeine. They weren't even Vicodin.
They weren't even Vicodin.
It's a fucking lie, bro. Okay. It's a fucking lie, I'm telling you. It's a fucking lie. It's a fucking lie. I think she really believes I did. I think because she's pilled out. I think she's pilled out. I'll say that right now. I think she's pilled out. I've seen the pills she takes. She takes a lot of pills, bro. A lot of pills.
From some of her conversations, I wouldn't disagree with you.
She takes all that stuff.
Graham, shut the hell off. I got Rosa in here on this. I don't know what to do here. I'm telling you guys, I think she really believes I did, and I didn't. So, it's whatever. She told me how depressed she was on the ride and stuff. She did come pick me up, and I thank her for that. And I'll thank her for that to the day I die. And I did run to a laundromat, but it's like, you guys don't even understand, because the chick left. I thought she was going to call the cops. I got a warrant. You guys know that. I've had a warrant since TK Suicide Radio, or whatever the fuck it's called. I got a warrant because I owe child support. I ran down the and I ran quick, bro. And then this poor old lady was cleaning the fucking, like, there's a gas station and stuff, and the laundromat chair. I've never washed my clothes in the laundromat. And Josh says, I think it's funny that here's the laundromat, because I listened to the whole radio tonight. I finally listened to it. It's all bullshit, dude. I did come to the laundromat. She come and picked me up, and I thank her for that. And I thanked her for that night. But don't fucking sit here and go into bullshit and say I stole your Vicodin, because it's not true. It's just not true.
So, the first you heard of the broadcast was how long ago? Or when she came out with this?
DJ Chaps, I didn't even know you guys had a new radio show. I'm glad that I'm on it tonight. I thank you for letting me be on it.
It's just a bonus show, but okay. Yeah,
the bonus show is
better than
the Druff show, because you guys don't fucking hold no fucking grudges, man. Druff just is licking pussy. Hey, Druff,
don't hate on Druff, man.
Tell your fucking girlfriend you want Josie's pussy, boy. Do you see what Josh said about me? He said he believes her. He believes her without ever hearing anything. And then he said, well, I thought that the reason he doesn't show up on the show and stuff, when I disappear for a lot, I disappear on purpose. And then I come back. Because, I mean, you can't do it every week. I'm not funny every week. I'm just not. I mean, I was funny with the TK the Pimp thing. My gram has internet. Josie said there's no internet at my gram's. I'm right here. I just said we have internet, bitches, and you hear Rosa. Mm-hmm. So it's all bullshit. She gives half-truths of this whole thing. But Druff sits there and says, I believe you. Maybe I'm going to meet you in March. Maybe I'm going to meet you in March. Druff, are you jerking off? Are you jerking off to this whore? Jerk off to her, Druff. I fucked her. I don't give a fuck. Fuck her. Hey, Beer, I didn't fuck her. And guess what? It's
no, you
more than 5 years. It was, listen, the girl killed herself, all that shit, and she talks shit on that, too. I mean, this bitch has no clue.
So you're saying you never fucked Josie?
Yeah, I fucked her before, but not recently. It's been more than 5 years. It's like eight or nine. No. I'll tell you what happened. I was going out with the girl that hit the fucking lottery, and she didn't hit the lottery then, but Josie lived in Virginia then. I came down. I still didn't fuck her. Josie was telling my sister I was gay because I wouldn't fuck her. See, you guys don't even know that. So now, you know who's getting excited now, right? On the forums.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be getting excited on the forums if I said I was gay?
I'll just leave names out of it, but there's a couple of them.
Come on. No, are you kidding me? You know who it is. It's Fluffer. Then she says, I call Fluffer a 40-year-old gay guy. I don't even know who Fluffer is. I mean, it's all bullshit. I said, I think maybe Fluffer's gay because he's fucking crazy. I did say that. But I didn't say he was 40 years old and gay. I mean, it's all bullshit. Dude, listen, Josie's a good person. She's helped me a lot. And then she said I stole her change. And I stole her credit cards.
She said you stole her change.
Yeah. Good. I'm bringing up the subject. Ask me a question.
She said you stole your change. What do you have to say about that?
Never. Never, ever, ever stole the change. She's talking about what I've done with my grandmother. The only people I ever stole off of credit cards is my mom and my grandma. Because I can't get in trouble for it. And believe me, I've done it a lot. When I was gambling, I'll admit that. I was like fucking Yeb. I was Yeb-site 100% on that shit. 100%. But never do I steal off my girlfriends or people I know. She's talking about, I'll tell you one thing, that she said I stole her credit card. When she was living in Virginia, this is before the internet was even popular. I did use her thing so I can get AOL. And it was $5.95. And she got all pissed about it. She lived right next to the fucking airport, Dulles Airport. So I get on the internet and play poker. That's what I did. Because her internet was horrible. It was dial-up. So I went to someone, AOL shit, it was $5.95. That's when I stole her credit card. If she says I stole her credit card. That's what it is. The change thing, I have no clue about. So did I just do that recently when I took the Vicodins or what? Because I wasn't even in her house.
She didn't say the time you stole the change, but she says you have. I don't know if she said it was the exact time around when you took the pills.
I'm a fucked up person. And the one thing she said that was correct was sometimes I have $1,000 in my pocket and I can't buy a can of chew. That's something I've always said to people. But my bets are all real. I mean, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. I didn't steal any change. I had a bunch of money when I was with her. She was the one getting me money. That's why I started talking to her again. She went and got me money a couple times. When I was staying in the hotels, I was in fucking $150 hotels every night. When I was talking to you guys, that's where I was at. It's no lie. I can show you the fucking hotels, man. I was at the Hyatt place and motherfucking the Crown Plaza. Go look up the fucking prices. Every fucking night. That's where I was at.
So if you two ever had any other fallouts over the years like this, I mean...
We've always had fallouts, but she's never, I can't believe she had enough balls to come on the fucking thing, call me these names and do this, when I know so much about her and I could just bring it all out. This is just a person that's on pills. She's the one on the pills. I mean, it's not even drinking, dude. I drink every day. You cannot do this without not knowing that I can come back and just kill you. I can just ruin her. I can ruin her cousin's relationship right now, and she knows it. And ask her to tell you yes privately that she knows that I know this. I could just ruin the whole thing. I'm not like that, though. I mean, I don't understand why she did this. I know why she did it, and I think I know why she did it. She thinks I like a fat girl over her. That's why she did it. I didn't steal the fucking Vicodin. I think she really believes I did, and I try to tell her I didn't. I mean, as many ways as I can tonight, I did not steal Vicodin, man. I mean, she would give them to me. I wouldn't have to steal them.
Didn't give you Vicodin.
I need to get my fucking next fix. I mean, I'm not like that, man. My hand was fucked up. I think she really thinks I did steal them. I don't think she thinks... I really 100% think she thinks that because she takes too many pills herself. That's what I believe. I believe that. I don't know why she said that. I did not steal a bottle of Vicodin. I'm telling you the truth. I don't know what else to say. I mean, but I'm not going to here to apologize. Fuck her. She put my whole shit out there. She put my grand's address. I don't even care. You guys know who I am. You guys already knew where I lived. Here's the thing she never understood, Beer.
Mm-hmm.
I told you guys all how fucked up I was. I never lied to you guys. Now, here's the thing. Now, you all see, oh, Josie, she's putting up pictures of Druff, right? I love Jeff. I can fucking ruin this bitch with three sentences if I want to. I mean, so I don't understand why she did it. I really believe she thinks that. And I didn't steal the Vicodin. She's fucking crazy saying that. And I thought we were better than that. And I knew this was going to happen. I even warned Jeff before this, and he can tell you that. That's why she said she ain't fucked me in 5 years. Because I went behind the scenes and said all that shit, which you don't know. I mean, Jeff knows it, though. So, any questions from the crowd? The bad guy. Where's TML Gay?
I think they want your grandma to speak some more.
They want you. Talk to them.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
So,
what's wrong?
So you heard everything he said. What do you think about all that?
What I think about all that? Well, I think Tommy's telling you the truth. I'm not sticking up because he's my grandson. He's telling you the truth. He won't lie. Even me, as old as I am, if I'm wrong, he's going to tell me I'm wrong. He don't exaggerate about nothing. He tells it like it is.
Always has.
And always will. He'll tell my other grandson, which is his cousin, any of them. He'll tell them just what's what. If you don't like to hear it, too bad. He's not one to exaggerate and make up stories. But Josie can get, I like Josie. I always respected her when she was here. She ate at my house. She stayed here many times when they were going together and always respected that girl. And I like her, but she's wrong on this point here, whatever's going on, in my opinion. I don't get into their business, but their relationship or anything like that. But they haven't had a relationship for a long time because, I mean, it isn't going to work out.
Grant, did I murder somebody?
Did you murder? No, you didn't murder nobody. These here people that this girl died that was her girlfriend,
Melissa.
His girlfriend, the poor girl shot herself. I don't know why. She had problems or what, I don't know. But she worked at Mayview. She was a...
Mayview, I don't even know what that is.
That's a mental institution. It's not there anymore, but it's a mental institution. And she used to work there because she's a doctor or something like that. She's a very intelligent girl. But then she took her own life. I don't know why.
I shot her, AK.
You know, but they...
Murder radio.
Yeah, but the family said my grandson killed her.
No, they didn't say that. They said it on radio, you idiot.
On the radio, well, wherever they said it, they're accusing them of it. And it's not true. None of it's true. Yeah, they called him a murderer. He's not a murderer. My grandson never murdered nobody.
I'm going to murder you tonight.
Yeah, you're not going to murder me. You know, he's got a temper and stuff like that. He drinks, but he doesn't do drugs. He does not smoke. He chews tobacco. That he does.
I put a little chew in every now and then.
But he doesn't do drugs or nothing. I know that for a fact. Nobody in my family does drugs.
Tell him, Rosa.
Nobody.
Tell Beard, man. Thank
and I have...
You should say thank you for letting me be on your show. It's a new radio show.
I don't know if I'm on the show. Thanks for me being on the show.
It's an internet radio show we do.
Huh?
I have a couple people asking questions. Here, let me see what we can get.
You want me to ask me a question?
Yeah.
I don't... Okay.
Do you ever meet any of the guys that Josie's dated besides Bad Guy? Your grandson? Have you ever met any of the different guys that this girl Josie has gone out with besides your grandson?
No, I have never met none of them, no.
Okay.
Josie's boyfriends. No, I don't know none of them. I know she has boyfriends, but I don't know. I know she always was. She's seeing
somebody.
She's
always fucking somebody down.
Well, no, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say
mean?
That.
You have the dirtiest mouth in the business,
Dave. Yeah. I don't have a dirty mouth. I don't believe in that.
They want to hear you.
They want to know if you've met any of the black guys she's dated.
No, I never met none of their black guys either.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I heard she's supposed to had relationships with them, but I heard that, but I don't know that. She never told me that. Only thing I know, she always cared about. She always loved my grand. She told me that herself. But they don't hit it. The two don't hit it.
No, I don't hit it.
Well, you don't hit it, or whoever.
I don't hit it.
You don't hit it.
No, you gotta say the bad.
Well, you two had a both of you used to go together. You've been went together for years.
What do you mean years? I mean it's 5 years. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Say the bad guy don't hit it. Say it.
The bad guy don't hit it. That's what he said. I don't know what he's telling me. I ain't saying what he tells me to say. I'm saying what my mind says. My own mind. I have my own mind to.
Do you take any medication yourself?
Do I take medication? Yeah, I'm diabetic. I have to take it.
Tell me what you take.
I'm diabetic. I take.
Do I steal your pills?
No, I don't have no. If he wants a Tylenol or something, he'll ask me for it. He doesn't steal pills. I don't have no kind of medicine for him to steal except what my medicine the doctor prescribed. No, I don't have no kind of stuff like that.
What do you think about him taking credit cards, though?
That he did. Yeah, he took my credit card and my daughter's credit. That he did.
Yeah, back in the day.
That he did. He's telling you the truth there.
Did you get really mad at the time, or?
Pardon me?
Did you get really mad at him at the time?
But did I get mad at him? Yeah, I got mad at him. Mad at him.
She's my grandma. She's the only one that helps me.
Did you make him pay you back, or?
He paid some back, but he didn't pay everything back. I'll never see it. He ain't going to pay everything back.
Rosie, you're fucking nuts, man. Hey, you tell her how it is.
You know?
Yeah.
How much money did I spend
in hotels? I helped.
How much money did I spend in hotels recently?
Yeah. Plenty of money. He wasn't living here. He stayed in the hotel, and he paid his own hotel.
How much?
$26,000.
Tell them.
What I couldn't have done with that money.
Jeez.
He paid it all out in hotels.
Every night.
Have you ever financed his sports betting? Like if he came to you and asked you for money so he could bet?
Answer their question.
No, he never asked me for money. He bet his own money. He, like I said.
Was it his own, or is it money that he took from credit cards, though?
He took the credit cards. He used the credit.
That was when I was 18
years old. Yeah, when he was younger. He don't do that no more now.
Not
when he was younger, about 18, 19 years old. He was screwy.
I'm 36 now.
He's 36 years old now. He don't do that. He don't. First of all, I don't have any credit cards. He can't take my credit card because I don't have any. I don't carry credit cards. I had credit cards and I paid them all off, I never got another credit card out. Never, except like a department store.
You
like
tell them it's Grandma Rosa.
Department store, like you know, if I get
Grandma
something
Rosa.
In a department store or something like that, and I don't even have them anymore. Because
did
I
you know he was
them.
Staying in the hotel every night?
Yes, he stayed in the hotel.
I mean, did you know that though at the time?
Pardon me.
Did you know that he was spending that much at the hotel?
Yeah, I knew it. I knew he was spending. He wasn't spending my money. He was spending his own money.
Okay.
Not mine. He wasn't spending my money.
So if he came to you and asked you for money for the hotel, you would have told him no.
He spent his own money, but he paid it in hotels. He stayed in hotel. That's the truth. He didn't ask nobody for nothing. He paid his own bills. But when he was younger. He did.
Credit
card.
Did I ever steal?
He didn't steal it from nobody else though. Just me and my daughter, and his mother. He stole it from me. Took my credit card, and then took his mother's credit card. That's the only thing. But he'll give you a dollar off his back if he has it. If you need something, he'll give it to you. He's not. You know, money. If you need money and he's got it, and you need help, he'll help you.
Thank you, Ram.
You know.
Yeah.
But he don't take go out and.
So my chat of listeners, they want to know if you're actively dating.
Pardon me, sir. Say that again.
My chat of listeners, they want to know if you're dating.
Am I dating?
Yes.
No. I haven't. No, I'm not dating, and I never will. I had one husband; he passed away.
She's a good lady.
And that was my love of my life then, and that was it.
Tell him her name. Tell him his name. Tell him their.
They want to know your thoughts too about your grandson not paying his child support.
Yeah, he owes child support. He does owe child support.
What do you think about that?
I mean, he paid a lot of money towards his children, but then she took him to court.
No, I pay.
She, you took him to. Well, she, Dawn took you to court.
Right. Say what you want. I'm letting you go free with this. Go with it.
She took him to court, and she still owes child support. And I keep telling him, you need to pay that. That's your daughter. You and her had her, and it's your obligation to pay. And that's how I believe.
But I never
right on.
But then he took care of her whenever she worked. When they worked together, and that she took care of that little baby.
And I got behind.
And then he got behind on his gun. Then she took him to court.
She took me to court way before that.
Well, she had to take. She had to take you to court. No, that ain't that.
No,
you owe child support. You pay it.
Right.
That's your obligation.
On the phone, Rosa.
I don't care. I don't care who it is. You owe for your daughter.
I'm
you
never
pay it.
I'm baptized Catholic. You're pissed about that. Tell
what that?
You are about
I'm Catholic. I believe in the right thing in life.
I don't have my kids baptized. Tell them.
Who isn't baptized?
You're pissed about not being baptized. I mean, that's all you talk about.
You mean little Dakota?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Thanks for saying her name on the radio.
Your little daughter. That she's 3 years old. He hasn't christened her yet, and I'm really pretty mad about it. Both mad at both of them, him and Tammy, both.
Are you paying for it?
I don't care. I'll pay for it. Go christen her.
Okay.
You don't need a ton of money to go christen. The only thing you gotta do is go pay the priest. Go pay the priest and he'll christen her, and that's the end
the
of the story. You want
to
have a party, that's
don't
a different story.
Gay, them
yeah, well, maybe they are. Yeah, I can't help
it's
that.
You think the priests are gay and you're cool with that? You're cool with the priests are gay?
That's neither here nor there.
Give
it's
me
your,
the fucking phone.
It's
you're
your
running the radio show. Give me the
it's
phone.
Your obligation to christen her.
She's ruining the radio show, bro.
Nah, people are liking it.
They love it, huh?
They like it.
Who,
yeah.
Hold up. Who brings their grandmother on their fucking phone, man?
I'm it. It's a great segment, man.
What do you mean? Your
it's
show
awesome.
Beats Druff's tomorrow easily.
What?
Easily. Because I'm not calling in the Druff show. Druff's a fucking sellout. I got my grandmother on here. She tells you how it is. I mean, this is the best show ever. It beats Druff's show. Where's Fluffer? Tell Fluffer to call. Get somebody to call in. Where's Lou at least?
Yeah.
I mean, that's my fucking right hand
man. I told him
man.
If he was around to Skype me in, but...
You're my right hand man.
I think he's gone tonight.
Man. You got... Graham, you're on the fuck... When you die tomorrow, you're going to still be on the fucking internet. Do you understand that? You're going to croak tomorrow. You're going to be on the internet.
Is that what I'm on? Internet?
Yep. You're on the... You hear?
Internet.
I mean, that's Grandma Rosa. We got to make... Somebody got to make a Grandma Rosa account, man. A fucking bullshit account, man.
I'm sure somebody's probably already on it now.
Anyway, I love you, man. I do. You're a good guy. I would rather have done this show with you than anybody else in my life. I mean, I didn't even do the show. My Graham did. I'd rather do it with you. You're a fucking straight, 100% straight shooter, man. I know you are. You don't give a fuck. Listen, I love that you said Josie ain't that pretty. You think Druff thinks that?
I agree with him.
Okay. Rosa, we're not even talking to you.
Yeah.
Hey, the bad guy's at his grands. What can I say, man? I don't live in a mansion, guys. I do have the fucking generator, though. And it gets everybody gassed up. I mean, are you kidding me? You hear my Graham? I mean, that's where I get it from. I honest to God got coke, the cock fucking stroke victim cock. I got it from my grandmother. I'm not even lying to you on that. That's where I got that from. I mean, she calls me a cocksucker fucker, but can you say cocksucker fucker, Rosa?
No, I'm not saying those words.
But you used to call me that, right?
Yeah, well, when I get mad, I'll call you everything.
She called me cocksucker fucker, so that died on that fucking...
It's just words.
Come on,
you
tell her the radio fans want to hear her say that.
I mean, that's from all from fucking grandma.
It's just words.
Listen, my grandma is a 92-year-old lady. She's little. But let me tell you something. She got fucking lungs like a motherfucker, and she's got a bad mouth, man. She got the worst mouth of anybody.
The chat wants to hear her say that. Tell her.
They want to hear you swear.
Just.
They want to hear you swear. You got to do it. Say cocksucker fucker.
Cocksucker fucker son of a bitch. I say
yeah,
everything.
Say what you do usually. Go ahead, do it. Say it again. Say it again.
Cocksucker fucker son of a bitch. Bastard, I say everything.
You hear it?
Yeah. Tell her, say something nasty about Josie.
This lady is fucking notorious for her swearing.
Tell her to say something nasty about Josie.
Bastard. I mean, who the fuck says that?
You
cocksucking fucking bastard.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime we wanted to get pizza or something, like when we were little, she'd call us cocksucking fucking bastards. I mean, like, but she still ordered the pizza. I mean, that's what she would say, though. I mean, so that's where I got you cocksucking fucking stroke victim cock. I mean, I don't know where the stroke victim cock came from, but the cocksucking thing came from Rosa, for sure. And she's my grandma. She's 92, and she's a great lady. And she tells the fucking truth.
She,
and Josie don't.
Chat wants to know if she plays bingo.
No. Do you play bingo?
No, I don't play bingo.
She don't.
I know how to play bingo, but I don't.
I don't think you know how to play it.
Bingo games, I didn't do none of that.
She don't do that. Her pussy's dry, man.
Since 1949.
1949? Your pussy's been dry since 1949?
Quit talking like that, Tony.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Now that I resent.
You don't like that? But I'm right, right? Am I right on the... Am I right?
What?
Your pussy's been dry since 1949.
I haven't been with anybody since my husband died.
Right, so your pussy's been dried that long. Actually, 1976.
76?
Yeah, well, I think he... Listen, the only thing I remember, I think I hated ambulances after this. When I was little, I was like 2 years old, I remember an ambulance coming up, and I remember my grandpa, that would be her husband, in this house, and he'd be laid out. He had cancer. And I hated the ambulances and fire trucks after that, man. That's a true story. I still hate them to this day. But I think somebody came and came and got him. I remember that day, though. But I was only like two or three. But I do remember that day, and that's probably why I stole the pills. I mean, are you kidding me? Josie, where you at? She didn't call in?
No.
Did she text you?
No. I mean, it would show me if she tried to call, and the answer's no.
Listen, I believe she thinks I stole the pills. I really do believe that in some weird way that she really believes. Because I don't think she would do this.
Do you think there's any chance that the pills could have been stolen by somebody else?
Yes, 100%, because her cousin... the last name's Gamble. I'm not even kidding you. That's their last name. He comes to her house all the time, and she can tell you about this. If she says I'm lying, then she knows I'm not. He comes to her house. He actually drives like a what the fuck's it called? The AAA truck. Like, he drives one of them trucks if you broke down or something. And he always comes there and asks for pills. I don't believe that the pills were stolen, though. I think the pills she gave me, she went to get one. They weren't Vicodins, is what I'm trying to tell you. I swear to you, Beer, they were not Vicodins. They weren't to get me high, man. I mean, I did fuck my hand up. I 100%, that's a true story. And it wasn't on a refrigerator. It was on a fucking big-ass metal dumpster. I punched it, and my hand still fucked up. My pinky still don't go right. I never went to the hospital. But she gave me four pills. She did come and pick me up, and I respect her for coming and doing that. I don't understand why she's saying this. To this point, she would give me the pills. I wouldn't even have to fucking steal them. So I 100% believe she thinks I stole them, though. But she takes a lot of pills herself, which is not hearing me. And I don't know anybody that takes pills like that. And she drinks a lot of pop. She likes caffeine. So she has like this thing, like that's lined up, and she takes pills out of it. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, like, who does that?
She takes a lot of pills.
So she came at me. She called me a flaccid dick. But on your show, she called me big. I mean, that's another dude. And the Niagara Falls thing is a bullshit lie.
Yeah, she said you only like the big girls and you don't get attracted by her.
It's not I like the big. Listen, let me tell you.
That's what she's saying.
I don't even know what the fuck I like no more. I mean, and it's not even drinking, dude. I don't know. Listen, Tammy Miller, the girl that I go out with.
Yeah.
Was fucking one of the hottest commodities in high school. back in the day. And Tammy Miller has fucked similar people that after I fucked her and that Josie's fucked after, just so you know this. Okay, so she's calling, you've seen Tammy Miller, that is the girl in that picture.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt, she is heavier. But let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this right now. I fucked them all. I retired more pussy than Social Security, Beard. And the pussy from Tammy Miller, I take over Josie's any day of the week. Put that on tape. Put that on the front of the show. Put that on your news show. That I'm telling you this. So fuck Josie. Josie can't accept it. That Josie was telling me how depressed she was while she was driving to my friend's house. And she didn't take me to my grand's, man. She took me to my friend's. So this is all bullshit. At 9 in the morning, I was panicking. I mean, are you kidding me? Tammy Miller was outside of her house at 9 in the morning. Did she tell you that?
No.
No, you don't. Yeah, you aren't hearing any of this. Yeah, right. Well, I'll get Tammy Miller. I'll get my mom and my gram, who's already been on the show tonight, and we can do this all. And Druff, the next time you believe somebody and have a panic attack at your fucking World Series of Poker, no wonder this guy's having panic attacks. He don't know what the fucking truth is. I believe her. He made a big fucking speech before like he was Obama. I believe that this is true. I believe that he stole the Vicodins. I mean, dude, I don't do drugs. I've told you guys. I've preached that to you guys. I don't smoke weed. I don't fucking... I mean, do I take fucking pills sometimes? Yeah. Have I taken an Ambien? Yeah. The chick's lying. I mean...
So you said
I don't
this
think she thinks she's lying, though. I don't think she... I 100% believe she believes this. In some kind of weird way, because she's pilled out. That's what I'm saying.
Did you say the pills she gave you?
There's nothing else I can say. Josie wouldn't do this.
Did you say the pills you gave her, or she gave you, did you say they had a Z on them?
Yeah, they were... I'll tell you right now. I went to, like, the pill thing. I don't even know what that is. I Googled these fucking things before I took them. And yeah, I think it was, I say it's a Z. If they
what color are the pills?
Something that starts with a B in them.
What
They're
color?
They're not fucking Vicodins, bro. They're not Vicodins. That's
what color were they?
What are they called?
What was the color? The color of the pills.
Yeah, I just told you what they had on.
Were they white?
It was a Z. I say it was. You can go to pill.com. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And you can look up every pill. I look it up. I don't. The funniest thing, she says I do Oxycontins, though. I mean, I never took an Oxycontin in my life, ever. Ever, 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 ever. I mean, I don't understand this. I mean, I don't understand what the fucking point in this is. Listen, she could fucking ruin me 100 ways. She did that. I mean, some of the stuff she says is true. I did run to the laundromat. That stuff's true. I didn't punch a refrigerator, though. I mean, some of the stuff's true. I did get arrested in Niagara Falls 20 years ago, but... None of that's true, what she said. I mean, it was because I was sitting down there drinking, and then I was asking these people, they were from Michigan, too. Funny you're from there. I'm not even kidding you. And I said, you might have to give me a ride home. And she's acting like she's packing her stuff up and leaving. It had nothing to do with somebody drawing a picture. So I don't understand what the fuck she believes her own lies, man. Because that's what they are. I mean, I didn't throw no easel over Niagara Falls or say, hey, I'm going to kill you, dude, because you're drawing a picture of my girl. I mean, get the fuck out of here, man. That never fucking happened, ever. Listen, do I date a heavier girl now? Yeah, but guess what? I retired more pussy than Social Security. I retired the best pussy in this town. She'll tell you that. She can't accept it. So, Josie, I know you're listening right now. Accept it. Tammy Miller, the dancing queen... You know, she looks like the girl from the dancing thing. You know, the girl that teaches them little kids to dance, Beer?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm dancing on that pussy. I mean, deal with it. I don't fuck you. But I'm taking Viagras now? I mean, does any of this make sense? Did anybody, I mean, you guys are smarter on this fucking show. Did anybody ever say, what is he taking Viagras for and he ain't fucked her in 5 years, but I'm popping Viagras just to get a boner? I mean... Listen, Josie's a good person. She can't pick me up. I give her that. But now I don't give her shit. Fuck her. And if she really wants me to get into details...
Do you think this will blow over? Like you guys will be talking again in a month? Normal?
No.
Or
there's never. Listen, Josie will only talk to me when I ask her to pick me up. That's the only time I talk to her. That's why when she came on the show at first, Druff said she was my girlfriend. And I made sure he said She's not my girlfriend. I had to go back behind the scenes and do that. You guys don't even know that. And then he finally did it. But then he kept talking to her and kept stalking her Facebook. That's what he does. Fuck Druff. Listen, I was a fucking I was totally pro Druff until now.
Don't hate on Druff.
Sell out. No, listen.
Don't hate on Druff.
Listen, you had a pretty girlfriend? He'll talk to her too. I mean, like, she's not even my dude. He believed her with no fucking evidence or nothing. And then he says, yeah. Well, she said, well, he's at his gram sometimes. That's why he doesn't have internet. I have internet at my grams. It's fucking bullshit what she said. I stay away on purpose. Then I come back and I do it, you know. And then I say, oh, I come like a big asshole. That's what I always did the whole time here. I mean, TML Gay from TK to Pimp, that's what I did. I always had internet. It's not true what she said. I have internet at my grams. I mean, she just lied about a lot of stuff. And, you know, she believes her own lies. That's all I can say, man. And listen, I didn't know this was out here 2 weeks ago. And if I did, I would have still waited. I would have still waited. And I'm glad this on your radio show. Druff's a fucking sellout. Druff, I hope you're hearing me, Potato Head. You're a fucking sellout Jew. And you're no fucking good, Motson Ball bitch. He's no fucking good no more, bro. I'd rather be with Mike on right now. I mean, he's no fucking good. He fucking sits here and believes somebody that comes off the street. My mom got pissed. My own mother. I let her listen. So you guys don't know this, man. Beer, have you ever really put your life out there? No one even knows your name, right or wrong?
A few people.
Right. A few people that know you. But, you know, my name's out there. The Peter D.C. thing. Who's the first person to tell you Peter D.C. was a scammer? But Yunzal thought I was scamming. He made that a big fucking issue. And I said, he's scamming. Because I had three games going, winning at halftime. And he said, well, you didn't call me. You didn't do this. Motherfucker, are you fucking serious? I was in a motherfucking hospital with a kidney stone. The guy's a fucking liar. And I proved it. But Drew was like, he's going to buy... Since he gave Druff his little hotel and the motherfucking thing for the fucking baseball thing, everybody thought he was the greatest person since sliced bread. Fuck Druff.
Well,
Druff is a sellout. Listen, you guys need to get on your own radio show. You got to get off this fucking thing. You got to get off fucking, what's it called? PFA? Get off this fuck. I mean, PFA. I mean, who even names it that? I mean, I've had two PFAs on me.
Right, well,
I mean, get off of the PFA, bro. You're too smart for this fucking site.
I'm about to... Yeah. Chat's saying it's dying, so I'm about to close it down here. Do you have any last...
We are dying.
Word?
We died.
Yeah.
Well, we got to sing a song or something.
Is your grandma still there?
Somebody got to call in.
No, is your grandma still there?
Yes. Want you, Rose.
Hey, can
you
get
talk
her,
again?
No, can you get her to say, Josie likes black cock?
You guys, listen. You guys say one thing for me. If you ever say this for me, you got to say one thing for me. Can you say this for me? You got to say, Josie likes black cock. Can you say that for me?
Who?
You.
Say what?
Josie likes black cock.
Well, I don't know that.
I don't care if you know. Can you
make
say
her say
it?
Big black cock instead. Josie likes big black cock.
Okay, you guys. You have to. This is for the raid. They're going to put you on a sound bite. Say, Josie likes big black cock. Can you remember that? Josie likes big black cock.
Stop making me say that.
You gotta say it. They know you swear. Say it. Josie likes big black cock. Say it. Say it.
Josie likes big black cock.
Who does that?
I don't know. I don't know if she does or not.
Say it again.
No, I'm not saying it again.
You gotta say it again so they can get the sound bite. Josie likes big black cock. Say it again.
Josie likes big black cocks. Is this going to be airing on a radio or stuff?
It's just a small internet community.
Huh?
It's a small internet community. Internet radio.
Oh, I don't want to get in kind of trouble.
She said a bunch of stuff about your grandson, so...
No, you got to soundbite that. She did it. Did you hear it?
Yep.
Tell him again.
Josie likes black cocks. You know,
this is the best radio show ever.
So what are they going to do with this here, all this tape?
You got to ask Beer. He's a producer.
He's a producer.
Yeah, you gotta ask him. It'll just go for a few people to listen to who are listening.
I better not get in trouble for all of this.
Nah, you won't.
Okay. Just
you won't get
fun.
In trouble.
You gotta say it one more time.
No, I'm not saying it again. I said no. I said it twice. Time. No.
You gotta say beer. You gotta say this. Beer, Josie likes black cock. You gotta say beer.
Beer, Josie likes black cock. I don't talk like this, but...
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You just did.
Yeah, I just did. That's right.
Okay.
I'm going to go to hell.
No, you'll be all right.
For sure. With a black cock in your mouth.
Yeah. You know what?
You're going to hell with a black cock in your mouth,
yeah.
You should have never said that.
And well, you're saying it.
I didn't say it. I told you what to say. These
yeah, you told me what to say, but I didn't
you're
say it on my own.
To me now. They have a Grandma Rosa account now.
Oh, they do?
Ask them.
Now my name's all over the internet.
Grandma Rosa, they have.
Yeah, huh? They just know Grandma Rosa. That's all they know.
Oh, okay.
They don't know anything
no, don't
else.
Don't put none of that other stuff on.
No.
Put black cock on her.
No, don't you put that.
What are you talking? You said it five times.
No. I don't talk like this. I'm
you
just
said Josie likes black cock five
yeah,
times.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she does or not.
Well, you said it.
Yeah, I said it, but I don't know it.
Hey, you're going to hell.
Oh, maybe I am. I'm going to hell anyway, so what's the difference? Probably. I believe in God. I don't use God's name in vain.
You said Josie likes black cock. Say it again.
No, I'm not saying it no more. That's it. I'm just...
Well, you better tell him. You gotta tell him, thank you for having me on your radio.
I'm going along with him just to be funny and be for the fun of it. But I'm not
Rosa,
like that.
You're going to be on the fucking radio show in the beginning.
Yeah.
Can you tell him thank you for having you on the radio show?
Well, thank you for having me on a radio show.
No problem. Thank you for being on.
I hope nobody listens to none of this stuff.
You're a racist.
Stuff.
You're a fucking racist.
I ain't no racist or nothing else.
You're a fucking racist.
No, I'm not.
You're going to hell.
Yeah. Well, maybe I am. Nobody knows that.
Yeah, well, we're going to play that tomorrow to people outside, the black people. In a residential neighborhood.
You better not.
Tell me you live in a residential neighborhood. Say it.
What resident? I do live in a residential neighborhood. I live in Morgan, PA. Want to know where I live? Wabash Street.
Hey, these guys know where you live. They're going to have black guys coming looking for you.
No, they ain't going to look for me. They don't want me.
You are fucked up. You're a racist.
No, I'm not.
You're a racist. I'm calling the black people.
I worked with black people, all kind of people, and got along fine.
I mean, you can't even beat this radio. You're a racist.
No, I'm not a racist. I never was.
You like black?
I worked with black people. They were.
Do you like them or not? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes, I like some. I like them as a neighbor or a friend or something like that. I don't like them any other way.
So what does that mean? You're a racist?
No, I'm not a racist.
He's manipulating you now.
Pardon?
Yeah, people are getting upset. So, put your grandson back on, please. I appreciate talking to you.
No, I'm not a racist. He's crazy.
She's
no, we know that. We know you're not.
No, I'm asking her the hard questions. Do you hear?
Yeah, they're getting upset. People are getting chat, so...
They don't like it?
Nah, it's too manipulative. I can't even say that word. Kind of drunk.
All right, listen. Beer and poker. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on the whole night, man.
Yeah, no problem.
And I really thank you, and I think your show's better. You're not biased, and seriously serious, you're the best rapper ever. And Lou Father, let's meet at St. Andrew's Hall, bro. I mean... thank you for having me on. I have my grandma on. I mean, she's crazy and a racist.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, she's not racist.
She don't like the blacks.
She's not racist.
You don't like
racist.
The blacks, Rosa.
What?
You don't like the blacks.
No, she's not.
I work with black people.
You worked with black people?
Yes, I did.
Do you rap with them?
And they were very nice people to work with.
Did you rap with them?
What?
Did you rap with them?
What do you mean rap? No, I don't do rap.
I mean, do you ever have a 92-year-old person on this fucking phone Did we do a good radio or a bad radio war? Is it good or bad? Tell me now.
It was good for a while, and now it's starting to get stale, so we better stop right now.
It's stale, but listen, throw some of your shit in there, man, that you know about the poker shit, all your blogs and shit. It's very informative. I'm not even bullshitting you on that. I read your shit all the time. Anyway, thank you for having me. Hey, listen.
I'm from the old school.
Rosa, your 10 minutes of fame is over. Thank you for having me on, brother.
Yep, no
and
problem.
I really mean that. And tomorrow, I hope you guys have my back, because I'm coming after Druff tomorrow. Right or wrong? Should I or not?
I have no comment. You do whatever you got to do, whatever.
They're on KDKA, Graham.
I think you're being a little too hard on Druff, but he's just looking for a good story.
He kissed her ass.
Yeah, he's looking for a story, though, too.
I hear you. Anyway, I love all you guys, man, that are listening. Thank you for listening. I know we got stale, but Beer runs a good show. He runs an honest show. He don't give a fuck about anybody's opinions, and I thank you for letting me speak my mind, man.
No problem.
I'm glad I was on your show.
All right.
I mean that. Hey, you take care, brother, and I'll talk to you guys and Lou. Man, you guys take care. Detroit Tigers, they fucked up again, but it happens. The Pistons suck too, but, you know. Go Red Wings.
They suck too.
No, all I right. Love you, man. Take care, brother.
Yep, take it easy. Bye. All right, shutting this fucker down. What to make out of that? I don't know. Well, that's about all I got to say. All right, we out. Peace!